Hi, everybody, and welcome to So What Happens Next. I am one of your hosts, Thomas.
I'm Amber.
And I'm Patrick.
And this week, we have one more in-theaters episode for you. We're going to go fast and furious through this 2-hour, 15-minute movie. It's Hobbs and Shaw. So, guys, we watched the trailer. As per our usual, no one in this room has seen the movie yet. What are we thinking so far? First impressions on that trailer. I assume this is the latest one that has come out.
I don't know. I've seen a bunch, so...
I haven't seen too many.
Yeah. And I mean, it had summer, so I feel like...
I might have been old.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But I mean, I've heard rumor that, like, this movie's trailers are kind of obnoxiously... Oh, man, we're going to tell you every single fucking thing. And I mean, that movie kind of...
Yeah, that did it.
Well, I guess a good question to ask is, how many, if any, and which ones, Fast and Furious movies has everyone in the room seen?
Zero.
You've never seen any of them?
I've never seen a Fast and Furious film.
I've seen every single one.
Oh, Patrick, you've seen all of them, so this makes sense to you.
Only the first one in theaters.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We have an expert here.
Save his character.
yeah.
I have only seen, two scenes of what I believe was the second one, which, correct me if I'm wrong, is Too Fast, Too Furious.
That's right.
I know there is a huge nomenclature issue with this sequeling of this movie. You have, like, Fast and Furious, The Fast and the Furious, The Fast and Furious. Like, it's all over the place.
They do a pretty good job of jumbling it up.
Oh, yeah. Fast 5, which I wouldn't be surprised is, like, the sixth one.
Furious 6?
I don't get it. Yeah, I've seen scenes of Too Fast, Too Furious, and I've seen, and this is probably why I've never seen any of the other ones, Fast and Furious 3, Tokyo Drift.
The worst one of the franchise.
And, yeah, I would absolutely agree. That movie was fucking awful. And you have, like, the random Vin Diesel cameo at the end of that one, I think, where it's like, I'm in Japan.
And yeah. I think the fifth one of the series takes place before that one. So it's a bit confusing.
Isn't that like 10 years after it came out?
I believe so,
Boy. You know, I feel like there's a point in this series where nobody gives a shit about timelines of any kind in this mark. So, Amber, since you've seen absolutely zero, you have no exposure to these movies, based on that trailer, what are you thinking's going on? I mean, it kind of lays it out, but I mean, what are your thoughts on the plot of this movie?
Just a lot of people running around in nice cars.
Like, you don't got, like, a who's who and kind of type
thing? Well, the trailer kind of gave it away because you have, is it Hobbs' sister?
Yeah, is it Shaw?
Shaw's sister.
It's got to be Shaw.
Shaw's sister.
I can't imagine.
Who's,
yeah.
Isn't he an ex-CIA agent or something like that?
He's ex-MI6.
So that's, like, their CIA.
Oh, okay. And so his sister steals a lethal weapon that could kill the entire population, as told by Black Superman.
Idris Elba's character.
Idris Elba. And
I hope they don't name him.
Yeah, I hope,
he just says, I'm Black Superman, and that's it.
And Shaw comes in to help her, I don't know, escape from Idris Elba, I guess. And then Hobbs somehow comes in there. I don't even know why, but...
I will say that the way the trailer lays it out, it almost... For the first half of that trailer, I was kind of going, oh, so Shaw's sister is like a terrorist because she stole from this clearly like well-financed, probably government agency, this bioweapon thing. And then they're like, oh no, he's Idris Elba's group of mercenaries. And I'm like, okay, it took half your trailer to tell me that. So I hope the movie doesn't do that and make me go, what? She's doing the crime here. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And no. Patrick, being someone who's seen all of them, what is your take on the characters? And
well, I think the Shaw family, like, there's Deckard, Owen, and then the sister. The Shaws have always at least in the movies, been in the military or some sort of intelligence agency. So maybe she's an intelligence agent who was deep cover.
Oh, maybe she was, yeah.
Stole it. Nice. And then the only two people that could find her are Hobbs and Shaw. And they're tasked with doing that or else die by Black Superman.
So to answer a question the whole trailer I had, who is The Rock in the Fast and Furious?
I think he's Luke Hobbs. I think his name is Luke Hobbs.
Okay.
He's a diplomatic security agent.
All right.
And he was introduced in the fifth one, I think, and trying to hunt down Dom Toretto and the gang.
Yeah.
And then he kind of helped.
That's Vin Diesel's character.
Vin Diesel's character, yeah.
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 And I think
I got that.
In sixth or seventh one, they teamed up to find Owen Shaw and combat whatever the hell he was doing.
Oh, another brother?
Yeah, he was. Oh. That was the first one introduced, and then Jason Statham came after him.
Oh, that's like, the possibilities are endless with that. I mean, you could just keep chaining family members. There's like Shaw's brother, Shaw's sister, Shaw's cousin's uncle's roommate's boyfriend.
Well, his mother was in jail.
His mom was in jail.
Damn. Yeah.
But, even though the trailer gave it all away, it's your basic summer blockbuster.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it because, I do like action. I do enjoy that. And I do like the two of them in a movie together because they've acted before.
Well, if it's between that or Midsummer.
Yeah. Well, Amber, before I say my take on it, are you excited for this movie as well?
Yeah, a little bit excited because I like both of the actors, so.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I want them to just seamlessly merge this with the Meg movie. They're making a sequel to that.
A Meg 2,
yeah. The Megaverse.
The Rock and...
It's going to be Baywatch and the Meg.
Oh,
there you
nice.
Go. Listen to this one. The Rock, Baywatch, plus the Meg. You and Jason Statham. There you go.
You got more money than God already. You can take this risk.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Strategic advisor for Voss Water now. So,
I mean, right there. You get the three of us on board. We'll work this project with you.
We'll write the script.
Yeah,
we'll write it up. We'll get it to you. Just let us go on set and travel to all the exotic locales, and we'll be cool.
Yeah.
Ooh, man. What do we call it? Hobbs and Shark.
Buchanan and... I forget his name in the...
Oh, fuck.
Jason Statham's name.
Yeah, they have names in that movie? I don't fucking
Jones?
Know.
Buchanan and Jones.
Oh, man. Yeah, you'd have to kill Shaw, though. Or no, just make it Shaw's cousin. It's Shaw's cousin...
I don't know, or like Meg 2.
The Shark Shank Redemption.
The Shark Shank Redemption.
Yep.
Shaw Shark Redemption. Yeah. That's it. It's Hobbs and Shark 2, because we're going all out with these stupid movie titles and this fucking thing. Hobbs and Shark 2, Shaw Shark Redemption, and it's Hobbs and Shaw's cousin, who's the main character in the Meg, go to China to study the corpse pieces of the Meg, and turns out another one got out.
And threatens Baywatch.
There we go. They do like in that first Godzilla movie in 2014, they do that whole thing where they cross the Pacific.
Yeah.
End up in California.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Boom. You could throw Rampage in there too. You can really combine whole thing. Third movie.
All of Dwayne Johnson's characters.
Just the Johnsonverse.
And throw in Jason Statham's character from Spy somehow.
Just do it all. I mean, these guys are in so many movies. It's like you can put him from Transporters movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you got it there. You, The Rock, listen up, man. We're open to this.
Yeah.
Let us know when you're ready. We're ready. Drop everything and go.
Anyway, Thomas, back to Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
You're
like
excited
three
for
movies
this?
In.
What do you think is going to happen here?
I'm shamelessly excited for this because I think at its worst, it's just going to be bone dead stupid, but, fun to watch. Like, and I mean, the trailer looks like this is I don't have to think, and I'm not going to see Hobbs and Shaw to think, you know, I'm watching them drive cars and blow shit
up. It's not like when we went to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Right. Where we walked out of there and we were just thinking way too much because there's too much in it.
Yeah.
Purely on time, let alone content. But yeah, it's gonna be a nice cool down from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood because it's just let's go see it, let's just go sit and watch this movie, and then we'll come back and talk about it. 2 hours of blowing shit up and driving cars, that's fine as long as it makes more sense than like Transformers 4. I'm good.
Yeah. As long as it's nice cars, too. Not like...
No, I think they'll have nice cars. I mean, that's the franchise right there. They always feature the newest and nicest cars.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
That's their thing.
Yeah.
I think the movie, though, itself is going to go down like... We got to explain at least a little bit. Because Fast and Furious now, it's going into sci-fi town here with Idris Elba's character being all genetically modified and shit. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, they have to explain kind of like how Hobbs and Shaw are working together, because obviously they hate each other. Right. So why would two people like work together?
I wouldn't be surprised if it was sort of a Shaw starts. Like, does anyone, everybody in this room seen not Serenity, the 2019 movie with Matthew McConaughey, but the one with Nathan Fillion, the Firefly movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how the very beginning of that movie is, spoilers for Serenity if you haven't seen it, listeners. It's a great movie. Go watch it. But the very beginning of that movie opens with the doctor saving his sister from the evil compound.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's going to be kind of what this is like she's, like, from the trailer, she's breaking out with the disease, and Shaw's going to be kind of around. Maybe he's like the wheel man on this, and he picks her up, and shit kind of hits the fan. Dwayne The Rock Johnson happens to be in that area, sees shit going down, feels like, I got to be the hero because, duh, I'm The Rock. Drives in, it's like, Shaw, you son of a bitch, what? And they're just like...
You got a sister?
Yeah, oh man, I want to do that sister.
Yeah, if there's going to be a thing going on, that's going to be kind of annoying.
It's totally going to be a thing going on.
Yeah,
no.
You got to have there a thing going on.
This movie...
they already say it in some of the reviews.
No.
Yeah, I think I've seen a few trailers where they do that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's one thing that's...
Why can't they just be friends?
Because this movie franchise is about family. Doing family and being a family.
Yeah.
And the only way you can be a family is by
if
fucking.
If you fuck your sister.
For listeners, I think that was Thomas's attempt at a...
It was attempt at Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel
it's
voice.
It's not good. Vin Diesel, I don't know anyone who could do...
I got a good one for you.
Oh, go for it.
I am Groot.
Oh. Yeah, okay. You copied the words, but the essence was missing. But yeah, I think that we're gonna do that, and I think Idris Elba is gonna kick everyone's ass. They're gonna barely get away, and it's just gonna be like, what the fuck is this guy? And they figure out his
kinda
deal.
Regroup.
Exactly.
In Samoa or Hawaii or
it goes Samoa, which I was kind of surprised by because The Rock is Hawaiian, right?
I think he has Samoan roots.
Oh, okay.
And I know he grew up in Hawaii for a certain period of time
because his dad was a chief.
Yeah.
Which I learned is a very, like, big deal.
Wasn't his dad a wrestler, too?
Yeah, his dad was a wrestler, too.
Yep.
He was Roxanne.
Rocky.
Oh.
He was, like, straight up named Rocky, I think, right?
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he fought Andre the Giant.
Did he win?
I don't think so.
Oh, I saw that Instagram post by The Rocks. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anyone wins against Andre the Giant.
He just, like, he's like, you're not gonna win, and, like, pushes him down. It's like, we're over. We're done.
Yeah.
There's no more.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so... Okay, in that case, they go to Samoa and they hang out, looks like.
Yep.
I'm thinking, because we talked about this before, is it's kind of like you guys are going in with sticks. Idris Elba's coming in fully armed with like 22nd century weapons, apparently. And he's like super soldiered. I'm thinking this whole sequence is going to be like the Ewoks blowing shit up.
Oh, God. It's like
stuff
Star
down.
Trek Beyond.
Kinda.
Yeah.
That's another Idris Elba movie. That's
because he was
where
in there.
Where he's like an altered, genetically altered person.
Come back for revenge.
Could you imagine that now? Idris Elba lives for like 200 years and winds up in the failed Star Trek universe. Oh, man. We're just combining everything right here.
Yes, we are.
That's the problem, though, is like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I love the guy as an actor. Like, it's entertaining to watch him. It's like the man touches whatever and it becomes gold. But, I mean, Patrick, like, we watched Rampage and Skyscraper pretty much back to back.
Yeah.
And it was so almost seamless to go, these movies could be in the same universe without skipping a beat.
Yep.
Purely because The Rock is in it. Like, the end. And a lot, as we've just done, a lot of the movies he's even, like, a couple deviations away from can be just morphed into it.
Well, I think this is him setting up for what he can do, because, I mean, he's going to be Black Adam.
Yeah.
We know that. And he's going to be the original chief of Hawaii before it became a state.
Kamehameha?
Kamehameha, yeah. And he's going to do that, too. So maybe this is him setting himself up for dramatic roles where doesn't need all that funding and things along that nature, you know?
No, and I mean, didn't he low-key produce that Fighting With My Family movie?
Yeah, he was also played a small role.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's because he was there in the events or something like
that. Yeah, something like that, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think I'm really curious to see how he does Black Adam, because Shazam wasn't bad. It's a better DC movie than they've been. But I am kind of excited to see him in Shazam. Shazam was a good movie. I thought it was a better DC movie. Like, steering away from doing the DCEU is a good and totally do it idea. Little cameos here and there, but I don't care.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've done so much time with The Rock as something other than a villain. I think we talked about this in a previous episode. Doom is like the only other time we've seen The Rock as a villain in recent memory. Exactly. And we're making him like the main baddie for a lot of people. He's supposed to be kicking some fucking ass in that movie. So I'm curious about it. I'm a little curious how they're going to spin that, because I believe the history of the Black Adam is he's like an Egyptian pharaoh who's like been living for 3,000 years with the Shazam power. But yeah, so I think that's how this movie, Hobbs and Shaw, is going to go down more or less. You know, at the end of the day, we're probably going to destroy the virus. Or you know what we're probably going to do is that's going to be how you take down fucking Idris Elba. They're going to get their asses kicked over and over and over, yeah. And they're going to hit him with the thing. It's going to kill him, but we are going to get that Ewok sequence. For sure.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
We're going to, if not trees smashing ATSTs, it's going to be fucking cars blowing up and people killing each other with, you know, wooden weapons. Yep. That's what we're doing. But yeah, so if you guys will excuse us for but a moment, we're going to go take a globe-trotting adventure to go see The Fast and Furious present Hobbs and Shaw. All right, welcome back. So, Hobbs and Shaw. A lot of dick swinging in this movie.
Yeah, ball scraping.
Quite a
ball
bit.
Scraping. Oh, yeah. Over glass. But I mean, overall, what are we thinking? What are we thinking of this one?
I thought it was pretty good. Like, it was fast-paced, so there was a lot of action in it. Could do without the whole Rock and... What's her name?
Hattie.
Rock and Hattie, like...
Oh, the sister?
Yeah, the sister thing. Because that was kind of... Yeah. Like, I felt like it was kind of like... It didn't really need to be there, but...
I think they kept it subdued enough to where it didn't ruin the movie.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I could have taken it or leaving it. I mean, we could have had it or we could have not, and I really don't feel like it would have lost too much, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Patrick, what about you? What are you thinking?
I liked it. It was constant. It kept my attention the whole time. I wasn't possibly going to fall asleep at any moment, you know?
Yeah.
And it's what I expected, so mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
I think that's the deal the most, is it was everything I expected to be. A little bit more, maybe, but, like, more or less, it's what I thought it would be, so who cares, you know? I didn't walk out of there unsatisfied.
You got great cameos.
Surprising cameos, yes.
Surprising cameos, not even an inkling in the trailers that I've seen. Ryan Reynolds and Kevin Hart.
Yeah, a very surprising. I mean, Kevin Hart, like, if it happened, I'd go, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But Ryan Reynolds, out of the blue. I wasn't expecting that.
I like the humor. I thought the script, you know, the kind of jokes they went weren't like ones I've heard before type of thing. And I thought that was good. Their little banter back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely like the relationship between the two because it just kind of felt like natural. So, like, they were already friends, like, to begin with. So, like, and they had this, like, competition going on. So that was nice.
Yeah, I liked how they, like, clearly knew each other, and they're like, oh, fuck you, we'll fuck you, and then it's like, don't fuck
my
sister.
And then the jabs
sister,
at The Rock, of course, because he's, you know, always the muscle, always the good guy, and it's just like, yeah, you are a good guy, and you're, like, really huge, but, like, you kind of stand out, and all you do is crush things, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said it on our way home today, I like how The Rock's getting his ass kicked. Yeah, not that I dislike the guy or anything, but it's like, the movies get kind of stale when it's him versus this. It's like a Die Hard situation almost every movie, right? Is he's facing off against somebody who physically, he can kick their ass, but they're smarter and more well-equipped than him, and the whole movie is him just kind of getting to the guy's face so he can punch it. Whereas in this, Idris Elba's just like, no, fuck you, and like punches him through a wall, you know? Yeah. Which, that's the other thing. Holy shit, this movie was like one robot away from a fucking Transformers film.
Yeah, like the motorcycle's just coming to him, like...
Well, even the fucking helicopter, when they have it hitched up on the car, you hear like...
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not... Helicopters don't make that noise.
Transformers 6, Marky Mark, The Rock, and Jason Statham.
Holy shit. I don't even know what you'd call that.
You probably don't even need Marky Mark. Just
You need it. Yeah, he has to weave into there, you know? That's your link. That or they bring Shia LaBeouf back.
Yeah, which he's not going to do another one ever.
I don't know. Hobbs and Shia, Transformers 7. But yeah, this was wild. I mean, it really felt like they just said, you know what, this Fast and Furious movies, they're just fucking action movies. Let's just pick whatever. You know what, make Idris Elba super strong. Make him have all this cool technology. His motorcycle's like self-driving. Fuck everything. Just do it. And it worked out. I think they pulled it off well. I wasn't even bothered so much by that kind of, on paper, should be longer than, or should be too long of a movie for what it was, you know? Like, I didn't feel like we wasted a whole lot of time dicking around with things. I think, if anything, one of the scenes that maybe was a little wasted was I did kind of go to the bathroom for part of this, but when they go to Russia.
Oh, yeah, that was a bit odd.
Weird, like, where they make out, and then it's kind of, here's your plane, see you later.
Yeah.
And we're just done with that.
Maybe that's a
they're prepping for the next sequel,
one, you know?
Yeah.
Well, they're already doing that with, as we've already said probably a few times, is spoilers for Hobbs and Shaw, but with this evil main big bad guy, you know, he's like, you know who I am, Hobbs, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. The whole time I'm like, it's going to be Vin Diesel. My thought was they're going to double down on the sci-fi angle, Vin Diesel clone or twin brother or some shit who's like super smart and evil. And he's running this whole cybernetics thing. And it would just... And then the screen would change, and it would be like... I don't know his name is. Like Leon Toretto or some shit. And he would just be like... Have like a scar across his face or something. He'd be like, you remember me, Hobbs? And it would just be like... Dun, dun, dun. And that would be like the stinger or some shit. I think overall it was fine.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because I've only seen the one, but... It didn't feel like a Fast and Furious movie to me.
No, there wasn't enough car chases in it, in my opinion, to make it feel like a Fast and Furious movie.
But boy, did we get those brand logos like left and right.
Yeah.
They really made a point. It's like, this is a, a Maserati? No. Was it Maserati? Shaw's
McLaren.
Car. McLaren, there you go. McLaren, like, look, it's a McLaren.
Yeah.
And then it was, you know, he's driving a Triumph, a Triumph, and then it was like, Chevrolet. And we're just, like, getting everything, like, a nice shot. And then you see, like, Hobbs Custom. And I'm like, you know, that's a not real company, right? Like, we're not advertising for anything here. Yep. But whatever, I guess you got to do the car thing a little bit. It is Fast and Furious Presents, after all.
Yeah.
Stinger City, this movie.
Correct.
I think three and a half.
Three and a half will go.
Good Lord. You got Helen Mirren getting out of, escaping jail ultimately.
Yep.
She meets up with her kids. And then, you know, another little bit of way through, you got Ryan Reynolds is back and he's killing all these people in the hallway. And then he gives The Rock a call. And then you go to, what was the other one? Got one more.
Oh, the call at the bar.
Yeah. We're earlier in the movie. Jason Statham makes fake IDs, and The Rock's is something like Mike Oxmall, so you say it real fast, it's like Mike Oxmall.
Yeah.
And he gets caught at the border, security, passport, and they catch him, and they keep yelling, oh, hey, it's Mike Oxmall, we're gonna take him, you're under arrest, Mike Oxmall. And so he doubles back on him, and it's Hugh Janus.
Yeah.
And the cops show up at the bar, and they're like, oi, we're looking for Hugh Janus. You're under arrest, Hugh Janus. And, you know, he's getting back at Jason Statham for it. That's Stinger 2.5.
Yeah.
And then Stinger 3.5. And final is Ryan Reynolds again, and he stabs somebody with a brick. which is a joke that's at the top of the movie. Right. And it's just, I get it. The Stinger, you know, fucking Marvel and all that did the Stinger, but no. Those credits went on for way too fucking
long.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They did. It would have been ready to have better to have just one after the other.
Just do the brick one with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Kind of wrap that into one of them. Or the Hugh Janus is your mid-credits. Ryan Reynolds is your post-credits. That's, you're done.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, we should say the Helen Mirren thing is like during the credits. It's kind of like a silent video sort of going through.
Yeah.
So I don't really like to count that. Apparently some people do. However, some people also really didn't like this movie.
No.
Which isn't surprising. Yeah. So I figure since we were pretty good with this movie and most people seem to enjoy it enough, I'll go ahead and read this one. It's from Rotten Tomatoes. So again, as last time I read off of this website, take it as you will. This is by Ethan G, and it was posted 45 minutes ago.
Right.
As far as Fast and Furious movies go, this is gutter material. The movie's plot was super one-dimensional, boring action scenes, teleporting around the world, random clothing changes, inconsistent day-night changes, terribly cheesy dialogue, and corny fan service. The movie lacks basic film and storytelling. The third act of the film is just embarrassing to everyone involved. Just rancid. I don't feel like it had that issue.
No, that's... Rock was projecting actually Samoan culture, so it actually brought Samoan culture into the mainstream, which was pretty cool. But as on par with the other movies, it was better than the rest.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I feel like the other movies, if we're talking like... Oh,
but
this
it's
is
not
a
generic
story.
Fast and Furious, is what I get from this movie, so you're... What you expect to see is, like, not what you're going to get.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they did have some car chases, but, like you said, they didn't have as many as they would have if it were, like, an actual Fast and Furious. It's like they're doing, like, a spinoff.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, a lot of people are upset because we're Toretto fans or Vin Diesel fans.
Yeah.
And Vin Diesel and the rest of the cast was kind of upset that The Rock did this, but whatever.
Probably made more money, to be honest.
It might. I mean, most, in a lot of these reviews are so, you know, like, they're one-dimensional. Just like, it was really awesome, action-packed movie. Yeah. Oh, man, it was exhausting. That's not real.
America.
But, you know. You know, weirdly enough, a top critic review that positively reviews this movie is Peter Travers from Rolling Stone said, "Whatever this is, it's not a movie. It's a product more deserving of a road test than a review. Johnson and Statham keep the action and laughs spinning. The problem is they keep repeating them. Stunt, banter, stunt, until they wear out their welcome." That's your movie. I mean, that's the... What did you walk in expecting?
Yeah.
It's Fast and Furious, for Christ
fucking
sake.
Exactly, and so to critically review that, it's like...
To be like, oh, you banter and then stunt and then banter. It's like all the other ones. It's like, you banter and then you drive and then you banter. Like, that's the movies. They're not aiming for Oscars with this shit. So I don't know.
And it's not like a bunch of intellectuals are like watching this movie. This is purely for entertainment.
Yeah. It's your summer blockbuster, as I said before.
Exactly.
That's what it perfectly hit on the nail on the head. It's what the summer needed because there really wasn't anything. If I don't include the Endgame as summer, so, but, you know.
When did Endgame come out? Was it April?
April.
Yeah.
It's a weird time.
Yeah. But
I mean,
think there was a bunch of other movies, like, Disney had coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was your summer blockbuster. I mean, you're seeing this movie, in reality, you should already be suspending it, the disbelief at the door, you're walking in, you're sitting down, you're watching this crazy... Stunt fest. It's a standard. I mean, it's like, oh man, it's hot outside. I want to stay somewhere cool. I'm going to go see this movie. Oh, look, it's kind of entertaining. You know, it did its job. I think to call it shitty is hardly a... You're not really doing much for anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Since a lot of people don't like this movie or do like this movie a lot, of all the things that did happen in it, what would we change in this room with that movie overall or just the end or whatever? Amber?
I don't know. That's what I was thinking while we were having this discussion. Like, how would you change it to make it more, like, to have a better score for it, I guess. And really, you can't, because then it becomes less entertainment and more serious if you do. So, like, if you take all the jokes out, like, if you think that the jokes were lame, it's like, then it just turns into a very serious film about all these people dying and shit. And, yeah, I don't know how you would change that. I mean, you have the Rock in there. So that should tell you it's not going to be
like
an Oscar, because he doesn't do roles like that.
I'd be interested if he started.
Yeah.
I kind of would like to see the range.
Yeah.
You know.
I think he could do it.
I think he could do it, too. I think he just needs to be the right role.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Well, Patrick, is there anything you'd want to change about this movie? For better, worse, or otherwise?
No, honestly, not a thing. I mean, it is what it was, and it was perfect for that reason. I mean, I wasn't expecting, like, tear-jerking or anything along those lines, so it was perfect.
Yeah. I think the only two major things I would change is you'd have this huge runtime for this movie. I think it's just 2 hours, 15 minutes. I would devote some of that time to maybe fleshing out this history of these characters a little bit. Like, you kind of have... of, like, the connectivity between the characters. You have, like, Idris Elba and Jason Statham know each other, and it's just like, oh, yeah, I shot him in the head once, and you, by the time the movie ends, you kind of get, like, oh, he shot him because he was joining this other, and this evil guys, and then you have this evil guy who's like, oh, yeah, Hobbs, you know who I am, and maybe it's because I haven't seen the other ones, but, I mean, you don't have this sense of Hobbs's mysterious past. You just, they only really in this movie give you, he doesn't like his family, and they tell you why later, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I think having this alternate past might be a little bit more compelling for this whole evil guy, big bad, that they want to set up a sequel with. The other thing that I thought was baffling was they're fighting at the end scene, and they got Jason Statham's sister hooked up to that machine that's taken all the nanites out of her. And I'm like, this thing's basically running dialysis on her blood. And she's, like, kicking ass and stuff. And then she kind of, like, oh, I'm woozy, and, like, passes out. And I'm like, it's been going on for a solid 15 minutes. I mean, I'm not an expert, but I feel like she should be, like, really, like, oh, man, I'm not feeling too good from the get-go. Like,
yeah, I mean, there were a couple of things in there, like, when they were doing stunts and whatnot, I was like, there's no fucking way.
Well, it's not so much the stunts that were outlandish. It's just that I'm like, okay, come on. Like, you're not feeling this.
Yeah, I thought she probably suffered a severe concussion after the blast where the truck car ran through the whatever, the petroleum depot or whatever.
When they all fell off the cliff?
Yeah. No, well, that. Yeah. But I'm saying when the car was driving and blew up and that. Because that's where she was kind of like walking around. Like, she was like, ugh.
Well, there was the whole thing where all I could think was, like, this is, like, wear your fucking seatbelt when they're in that dune buggy thing.
Yeah.
And they hit a wall or some shit. And she's, like, holding on to the front of the car.
And, like,
and Jason Statham's
just
driving.
Like, coming out of it.
You put on the fucking seatbelt. That's what this is for. It stops this from happening. But, I mean, again, it's, like, it doesn't bother me that much in the movie because it's not what you're going there to see.
Yep.
You know? If we were to give it our standard rating score, and would you suggest people go see it? What would you give it, Amber?
I'd probably give it an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you suggest people go see it?
Yeah, because I was reflecting on all the other movies we've watched, and I've given those, like, really low scores.
Pity score,
I not recommend, like, people watching it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's good for entertainment. So if you just want something to watch that's going to be, like, entertaining, that's going to kind of, like, get you through, then, like, this would be, like, the perfect movie.
Patrick, what about you?
I'll give 7.3.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't anything that was unexpected. It was actually better than I expected it to be. Like we said, with the cameos and the banter back and forth, I mean, that was a lot better than what was done in the Fast and Furious movies, in my opinion. And I think all the cast did a good job. The director did a good job. Some of the shots in Samoa were really cool to see.
Yeah,
that.
There were some cool shots.
Well, shots in Hawaii.
Hawaii, of Samoa.
were pretty cool to see. And I really appreciate that The Rock brought it along some of his culture and the Samoan culture to mainstream film. Is pretty interesting. Yeah.
I think I'll just give it a flat 7. I'm not a super big Fast and Furious fan. I think unless a group of friends or some, like Patrick, if you asked me one day, like, do you want to go see this movie? I'd probably say sure. Or for this podcast, obviously. I don't think I'd watch it otherwise. I think it's just not on the surface like something I'm like, I'm not against it, but I'm like, yeah, I'm not you know, run into the theater to see it. It's like something I'd watch on TV in the afternoon if it was on, yeah. You know. But I think it does that perfectly. Like, if it was on, I'd say, oh, cool, Hobbs and Shaw's, like, on TV, like, watch it. And you can jump into it pretty much wherever, and you kind of, they repeat the plot of it so many times, it's sort of like, you can jump in at any point in the movie, and you're good. I'd still say people should go see it. I mean, both you guys make the point is, you want a movie that's just not even, like, quite mindless action, but just, you know, something to watch? Yeah, this'll do it, you know? You want to see some cool shit blowing up and... Like, the Samoan culture thing was pretty neat, too. Like, yeah. That you know, the little haka thing they do or whatever it is and blowing up shit. Like, that was pretty dope.
Yeah.
And they made it make sense. I know that was one of our things at the top of the show was, how are you going to pull off these guys fighting with sticks versus guns? And they keep it level enough to where you can kind of see it coming, but it's not so, like, beating you over the head.
Right, yeah, no, exactly.
And it's not so absurdly Deus Ex Machina that it's like, oh shit, this came out of nowhere and solved our problem, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
It works out. But yeah, we didn't happen to spoil this one too much. so yeah, feel free to go see it. Check it out. It's a good enough movie, I think, to see if you'd like to.
Yep, and this Beer of the Week feature that we're doing started a couple episodes ago is Spyful Brewing Working for the Weekend Double IPA. So the can kind of drew me to... get this one for the movie just because it's pretty funny looking. Monday looks like the people from They Live.
Very much. Tuesday too.
Yeah.
Tuesday too. And kind of gets better as the weekend is coming closer. I think it matched with this movie. I don't know. What do you guys, agree, disagree? Or
yeah, because I mean, this week was, I personally, kind of rough. Like, there was a lot going on, and I kind of felt like that person on Monday. Like, just
don't we all?
Yeah.
Mondays, am I right?
Like, I felt like I was melting. Yeah. But as I got closer to, you know, Friday, and we were like, oh, we're going to go see Hobbs and Shaw, I was like, that's pretty sweet. Like, at least I have something to look forward to.
And, of course, check out our Instagram for a picture of what Patrick's talking about. We've been posting pictures of the beers of the week, as well as movies and... hints and all that good stuff. But yeah, I think this was a really good pick because the can is so colorful and vibrant, but then you have this sort of like, it's a double IPA, so it's a little hoppy.
Yeah.
And I feel like that kind of is your comedy and your action. You know, you got the flavor kind of biting you, and then you got the funny and the colorful.
Yeah.
But yeah, Spiteful Brewing, great. Another local Chicago brew.
Right in Ravenswood neighborhood. And thanks, Benny's Lincoln Park, for your tremendous selection of local Chicago beers.
And once again, this show is not supported by neither Benny's or Spiteful Brewing. We just like what they both do, and we want to give them a shout out. And with our whole local brew and Brew of the Week series, we just kind of, you know, feel like some of these breweries should get a lot more acknowledgement because they're really good. So if you're in the Chicago area, go check out Spiteful Brewing. Go see if you can get their Working for the Weekend Double IPA. Some good stuff. But I think that about does it for Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. I'm one of your hosts, Thomas.
I'm Amber.
And I'm Patrick.
Vroom, vroom.